Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 15th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate declared in an editorial that the population problem in Barbados was acute. Considering the debate in Barbados in recent months about the declining and aging population of the island, it may be surprising to learn that the problem referred to by the Advocate in 1951 was one of overpopulation. According to the newspaper, Barbados was by far the most heavily populated territory in the British West Indies. With an area of 166 square miles and a population at that time of 202,669, the population density of the island could be calculated at 1,220 persons per square mile. This compared with a population density for the British West Indies as a whole of just over 30 persons per square mile. Noting that small-scale and temporary emigration schemes had failed to bring anything but temporary relief of the population pressure in Barbados, the paper asserted that the problem could only be addressed at a national level, by which it meant a common policy approach across the British West Indies. In this context, the editorial deplored a unilateral decision recently taken by the government of Trinidad to deport 6,000 illegal immigrants to their home islands. The newspaper was concerned that many of these were likely to be Barbadians, and that their enforced return would exacerbate the population pressure in Barbados. It noted that the return of emigrants to Barbados over the previous 20 years from places like Panama, Cuba, and Bermuda had contributed even more to the growth of population than the excess of births over deaths. Complaints about the overpopulation of Barbados date back to the mid-19th century, following the end of chattel slavery. The decline of the sugar industry and the lack of opportunities for alternative employment for the black labouring population created widespread poverty and unemployment in Barbados. The problem, in fact, was not excess population, but the lack of economic opportunities for the labouring classes after emancipation. This so-called surplus population problem was regularly cited as a cause of unrest in the island, from the Confederation riots in the 1870s to the 1937 uprising. As Velma Newton notes, it also drove waves of emigration from the mid-19th century onwards, which were encouraged by the colonial authorities in Barbados. During these years, tens of thousands of Barbadians emigrated in search of a better life, not only to Trinidad, but also to British Guyana, Honduras, Suriname, St. Croix, Cuba, Liberia, Peru, Brazil, Panama, and the United States. During the 1950s and 1960s, thousands more Barbadians became part of the Windrush generation who emigrated to the UK. It is interesting to consider that our so-called population problem today is the opposite of what it was in 1951. Now it seems we have too few people of working age rather than too many.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.